Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is Coral. This is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, 100.3 on your analog dial. And I'm waiting for Lynn Jackson. Hey, Lynn, if you're driving around the car, when you get here, just like tap on the window and then I'll know that you're here. I think Lynn's here because she's tapping on the window. Okay, I'm going to put on some more of Lynn's music. I'm coming. She's banging on the window. This is more from Down in the Dust. This is Laura's KS on Coral FM. I'm back, and Lynn's here in the studio. Hold on a second, I'm gonna fade you out, and I'm gonna put up this mic. I think this, yeah, oh look, and we have a copy of Down to the Dust of the Station, too. So this one's for me. I'm gonna get you to sign
one's
it.
One's for the station, one's for you.
We got one, look.
Oh, you do? Okay.
We do.
Well, see? I'll take one back, then.
Yeah, take one back. And I want this, so...
She's Canadian. Have you heard of her?
No.
Track number 5 is my favorite.
Okay.
She just played recently at Cafe Pyrus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Pyrus. So we're going to get, I'm going to play this track, and then Lynn is going to get situated across from me at mic two, and we are going to do the show. So this is going to be good. All right, so which track?
Track five.
All
okay. The Pretty Mistakes.
Okay.
Sheriff Cornfield.
Okay.
I played with her once in Montreal.
Okay.
A long time ago.
All right. And so we're going to be here till, I don't know, how long can you stay till?
Whenever. I don't work today. It's all yours.
Yippee. So we could stay, like you could stay.
I can stay right till the end.
Excellent. Okay, let's do that. Okay, I'm going to, now you're tuning in to Lynn and Coral FM. This is fun.
Ooh, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're on mic too. There you are. This is like, you know, radio at its best. Okay, here's Charlotte Cornfield on Coral FM. It's Coral FM. I'm back. We got Lynn Jackson in the studio. She's just, whoops, there we go. That was Charlotte Cornfield. And we got Lynn's in the studio. She's warming up her guitar. So this is very cool. And she's brought in a bunch of great Canadian music as well. So I'm going to, because we only have one CD player. Yes, I know.
High tech.
We're all high tech here, Lynn, you know. I don't know. I used to do this years ago in the back door to have one turntable and a microphone, so it's not that much different, right?
right?
That's a Beck song.
That's two turntables and a microphone.
Oh, right, sorry.
Although in this case, it's one turntable. So we have Charlotte recently played Cafe Pyrus. And Abigail LaPelle,
she's from Toronto.
She's from Toronto, and she recently played Maxwell's, right?
Yes.
So we're going to play some Abigail LaPelle, and we're playing track one, which is Crescent Moon. That's Lynn tuning up in the background. In the meantime, this is Abigail LaPelle on Coral FM.
By the light of a crescent moon, I will be coming soon. By the light of a crescent moon, I will be coming soon.
Lynn's still here. We're just discussing our favorite girls here. All our favorite female singers. So this is great. I got to, radio's all about technology. I'm sure you know that. As a producer, as a studio producer, I'm sure you know that, right?
Absolutely. I don't even have a cell phone.
You don't.
Lynn Jackson. I don't believe in them. Well, I will eventually have to get one, but really? Why do I need that to be that accessible, and why do I need the extra phone bill? I'm not really sure about that.
I know. Somebody just sent me a text as well, but you're right. You know what? When I was down in New York, I didn't have much access to email or anything like that, and I had a plan where I could text people. But just down there that I had to get a special plan. But you're right. It's kind of nice to get away from it. Because once you go away, you come back and you feel all this information just flying at you.
It can be overwhelming.
Like you walk down the street and the information is just, it just feels like it's in the air and it's going all over the place. I don't know. It's crazy. Okay, what do you want to play next? What would you like to play next? That was Abigail LaPelle.
Can I have one more song to get ready and then?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
I would like to play Rilo Kiley.
Okay.
Which is Jenny Lewis's old band.
Okay.
And it's the title track of this album. It's called More Adventurous.
Okay.
And I'm just buffing it up. I want to make sure it's not going to skip because I listen. Hey, is it possible to wear out CDs? Because I think I do.
Maybe with the amount of music that you. Yeah, it could be. It's possible. I think so.
I believe this is track 8.
Okay, hold on a minute. This thing is also on repeat, which doesn't help me. Oh. All right. Come on. La 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 la. Sing. It's dead air right now. Sing.
Tell me when will you be mine? Tell me quando, quando,
quando.
Yeah, number 8. Okay. I hope I counted right. I was an English major, so
really?
Canning is not my forte.
All right.
It does seem like it's track 8.
Okay. Here is Rilo Kiley. Rilo Kiley on Coral FM as Lynn Jackson gets ready to take us for a spin in her songbook, because it's lovely. Rilo Kiley. Who is Rilo Kiley?
That's Jenny Lewis's band. She used to be an actress. I think she was born in the San Fernando Valley. She's from California, born and bred. And a child actress up until her teens. She was the last movie that I know of, actually one of the only ones I saw, was a movie called Foxfire.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was one of Angelina Jolie's very early films.
That's right. Yeah.
She hadn't broken out yet.
Yeah.
And I think Jenny Lewis was actually the star of that movie, technically,
back
in the day. And the book was based on a novel by Joyce Carol Oates.
Okay.
And it was actually banned in a lot of Canadian high schools. because of the content. It's about a girl gang that they go after a teacher who's abusing one of the girls, and everything that ensues in that story. Have you never seen the movie?
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I have heard.
So I guess it's a little racy in its content, and I have never actually read the novel, but I know that she's an acclaimed novelist. And yeah, anyway, I saw that movie years and years ago.
I don't know if we have it in the store or not. I'll have to check. I don't think
I had Mark
so.
Just to order it so I could rewatch it, but I haven't had time.
I can't believe you're here. This is so great because we've been trying to do this for such a long time.
I know.
And I have to do a formal interview with you too. So I know you're going to perform a
formal.
Not a formal interview, you know. Like, I want to know, you know me, I like to know what makes people tick. And in your case, doubly so.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Okay, so you're going to play something from Down in the Dust, right?
Yes, I am going to try to play the very first track from the album. It's called Paper Airplanes.
Okay.
And it was actually the second last song that I wrote before I went into the studio, which was, I wrote that song about 3 days before I went into the studio, and then I finished the song Miss Sinaloa the day before I went into the studio. So, there you go.
You're always putting yourself under a deadline, aren't you? Okay, here is Lynn Jackson live and Paper Airplane on Coral FM.
House by the railroad tracks, she checks the keys and she tiptoes back down the stairs to the rumbling outside, follows the street lights to the last neon sign. No, he stopped pretending he's asleep a long time ago, and all these promises to keep is what he tries to hold on to. They speak less every day now, it's only a matter of time. He knows, it's only a matter of time. He knows. Lying awake, lying awake. Words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground in the night. Losing parts along the way, forging a crooked line. A couple of years of standing by till the cracks come up from the ground. They break a family apart from the inside, yeah. From the inside, yeah. Lying awake, lying awake. Now words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground in the night. Her skin, it ages and withers. Over time, his throat goes dry. Differences can plant roots and grow before young eyes. Driving away, her taillights fade. Words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground. Oh, Words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground in the night. In the night.
That was excellent. Oh, so cool.
Thank you. I hope the balance is okay in the mic.
I think it was okay.
I can play quieter if you want me to. It's really hard to tell, so.
It is hard. I sort of gauged it when it was getting louder, then I sort of thought I think.
I was backing off too.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. That was so great. Do you want to play another song and then, or do you want to take a break?
No, I can, I think I was going to play a long one. Is that okay?
Yeah, and then we can sit down and talk about your creative process, which I love to do, which you well know. So, okay. I'm so honored to have Lynn Jackson here in the studio, and I think, is this another song from Down in the Dust?
It is.
Okay.
I think I'm going to try Miss Sinaloa.
Okay.
It's a fairly lengthy song.
Okay.
It does tell a story, though, which hopefully keeps listeners, you know,
You're
interested.
You're a fabulous storyteller, so of course they're going to be interested.
There is a bit of a story behind it.
Okay.
So I guess since I'm here to talk, I might as well talk about it.
Yes, you might as well.
I work at the local newspaper, and in the last few years, it's become increasingly difficult to ignore all the stories that are coming out of the region of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mm-hmm. Lots of violence, especially at the border crossing of El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. It seems like, particularly in Juarez, it's like a no man's land. It's like the Wild West. The cartels are warring over different territory, and so I was seeing all these stories and all these photos coming across the newswire at work, and I decided to go and do some of my own reading, just to I'm trying to get my head around how you actually grow up in Juarez and live there for generations, and then you see all this violence around you, and you know, people, innocent people, get caught in the crossfire and they just go missing off the street. And so this one, I read a couple of books and watched some CBC reports that you know, people that went down there. And one book that I read was a journalist's account. He went down there and stayed there for a while, which I think is very brave.
No kidding.
Because he's obviously not a local. Anyway. I think his name's Charles Bowden. And I can get you the book title later. It's actually in my liner notes. But he stayed down there for a while, and he just watched what was going on. And one of the chapters in his book is about a girl he calls Miss Sinaloa. Sinaloa's estate in Mexico, and she was she won the beauty queen contest a few years before he ended up running into her. And she was in Juarez for the night a few years later, just with some friends, and she got snatched off the street. And she ended up still being alive at the end of the whole ordeal, but she ended up in a mental institution because it was so traumatic, the things that happened to her. And anyway, I feel like I'm talking too much and I should just sing
this
song.
Like, sounds like Shades of the Disappeared in Chile during the, you know, Pinochet rule.
Right.
Anyway.
I haven't read much about Pinochet, but
I will let you continue.
So I will give this song a whirl. And, see how it works out. She came from Sinaloa with flowers in her hair, drinking in the sun. Former beauty queen, girls from Juarez. Red City, they nicknamed her the Pale One. She followed her friends to a late house party. They stayed well into the night. The wandering streets, trying to make it home. She was rescued by 8 men in uniform. Through 3 straight days and nights, they took turns on her skin, their hand marks burn. By the time she saw a morning sky, those 3 days had taken her mind. Then she was dropped in the desert out of sight. These are the days when the red sun beats mercilessly, malice in the dust in the air. But common people meet their fate during the working day. Women disappear with no trace. A young man was his parents' pride and light, such promise for his age. His school teacher said, until the men with the guns ripped through their family home, it took him forever one day. These are the days when the red sun beats mercilessly, malice in the dust in the air. Well, common people meet their fate during the working day. Women disappear with no trace. It's very hard to judge the choices made in this city. It's gang wealth of factory pennies. The innocent and corrupt live together in the shades of gray, trying to avoid an early grave. Now Miss Sinaloa brushes her hair for hours, trying to recognize the woman in the glass. They took her name, her thoughts, her memory, and left a war inside her head that'll never pass. These are the days when the wet bodies lie in the streets, malice in the dust in the air. Well, common people carry on with the working day, the dead are just more forgotten names. These are the days when the red sun beats mercilessly, malice in the dust in the air. Well, common people meet their fate during the working day. Women disappear with no trace.
Yay!
That's a long one.
It is a long one.
But it has the wonderful Nick Storing on cello on the album.
Yeah.
And Steve O'Connor on accordion. And he actually, he either gigs or he's a session guy for Blue Rodeo, so I was lucky to have him on the
mm-hmm.
album.
We're going to talk yeah. all about instrumentation for
oh,
sure.
Oh, that sounds great.
We're going to talk about all that stuff. I'm going to, is there another track from Down in the Dust you'd like to play on the radio?
Like to play the rockinest one, which is Like Gypsies, if that's cool.
Yeah, you can do that.
Let me see. I think that's track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Keep talking to the mic.
Keep talking. Yeah. Keep. All right. Should I just talk about what I had for breakfast? No, I probably shouldn't do that. It was junk food, so never mind.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, Mrs. Jackson.
Well, I was very disappointed today when I was looking for my Dr. John disc, and I couldn't find it, and I looked through all my stacks of CDs. I really wanted to bring the album Lockdown because I think that's brilliant. It's the newest album by Dr. John, which you can get at your local record store, Encore Records.
Yay, love Encore. Hi,
but
Mark,
when I was
you're
searching
listening?
For it, I kept finding other stuff to bring, so I have about 10 CDs here. That is the problem.
I'm taking pictures of Miss Lynn, too. There you
go. When I'm searching for CDs, I find other stuff. I really can't explain it. So, I mean, you know, technically we could be here until midnight with all the stuff that I wanted to play, but...
You know what?
Good thing somebody's here to rein me in.
You could always come back. That's the beauty of this show. You can always come back and visit whenever you want.
I probably should have a radio show. I mean, I love music. And
you know what?
I have lots of stuff. And
you should.
I read lots of Canadian and American and British music mags.
You do. You're very well.
Read biographies. I'm reading the Dr. John biography.
Are you really?
Right now. But it's a little dated. It's from the mid-90s. So, but I just like him so much that... I thought, what the heck? I'm going to read it anyway.
Well, you know what we can do? We can call up some Dr. John here on the old YouTuber channel.
Yeah. Is Lockdown. Or no, actually, the one I really like is Big Shot.
Yeah, we'll find it. Okay. We're going to play Like Gypsies from Down the Dust. And then we're going to play some Big John, Dr. John Big Shot. And we'll be right back on Coral FM with my special guest, Lynn Jackson.
Floating on the water. My friend Jenny says she is a philosopher, and it's an existential crisis. You're gonna jump in. Expect me to die for you. Don't say that I'm meeting. It's just a chance encounter. Cause now I'm waiting for the better. The better. Cars passing by. Now I'm lying in the tall grass, watching the moon in the sky. Now I'm lying in the long grass, watching the moon in the sky, and I can feel it coming. Now I'm waiting, I can feel it coming.
Gonna be